I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Dropping off your child for the first day of school is always very, well, it's difficult because you don't know how your child is going to respond. You don't know how you're going to respond. It's a tough thing.
I got to imagine for some parents, they pull up and they're like, yes, as soon as the kid gets out of it, especially when there's no tears. When there's tears, they're like, this is terrible.
Oh, no.
Yes!
No. I think it's more emotional. I think you cry. Producer John is about to leave to go drop off his son for his first day of preschool.
Yeah. Listen, I thought I was going to be fine. I really did. Last night, I didn't even think about it. This morning, I am not as fine. They make you print out a picture of the whole family,
yes,
of the, you know, me and his mother and him to bring, so he can bring with it, so he can look at it if he gets sad during the day.
Mm-hmm.
And
wow. That does kind of drive it home, right? Like, yeah. They do the same thing for astronauts in case they don't live.
Well, like, here you go. I'm printing it out this morning on the office copier. Sorry, guys. And I'm looking at it and like, you know, me and his mom split like a year ago, and it's all of us together. It's very emotional.
John's having a whole life question about this.
Really a problem.
See, Raven, you don't think it's a big deal. I think dropping off kids, it's a big deal. And John, actually, something you said to me really hurt my feelings.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Because I said I've never been at a first drop-off for my kids because,
right,
you know, we work the hours that don't allow us to do it. And John looked at me and he goes, are you proud of that? And I was like, I'm not proud of that. It's just like what it is, you know?
Is that the context that we're going to frame that quote in? Come on.
I mean,
come on.
That's how it felt in her heart.
It did. Right? I was like, oh my God, it made me feel like a bad mom.
We were in the meeting and I told you I was going to do this and you looked at me and you said like, well, I've never been to a single drop off before. As if I was somehow weak. As if it was my personal weakness and desire to drop off my child that was leading me to leave my job.
You have to understand that in Anna's world, both two things can coexist and both be true.
Right.
That she can miss that day and also believe that you are weak because you are not there.
Well, I sincerely did not mean to hurt your feelings.
Well, here's what I want you to do, John, is make sure that when you drop him off, he stays inside. Because the first time that my mom dropped me off at preschool, I went to a place with nuns. And this was like nuns wearing like the habits. And I was terrified. And I remember my mom was talking to the nun and I was so scared. And one of the little rabbits, they had rabbits in the classroom, bit my finger. And I snuck out the side door. This is me at 3 years old. Went back into the car because I guess, like, you know, it's the 80s. They didn't lock the cars back then. Who knows?
Oh, my gosh. You ran away from school.
I ran away from school. And my mom didn't know I was hidden in the backseat of the car until we got home and I popped up.
Why are you telling me this story today?
I just want you to be careful when you check your car before you leave.
Like, as if I didn't have enough things to worry about.
Yeah.
I think sometimes things go down on the first day of school, right? What happened at drop-off with your child? 1-800-330-9999. Dropping off your child for their first day of school. It's emotional for everybody.
Yeah,
really
I would
is.
Imagine so.
Yeah.
I mean, even if you, like, the teachers, too, like, they have to witness this over and over and over and over again. And even though, you know, you get desensitized to certain things, when you see something, it still speaks to you.
Oh, gosh. The tears. Oh, there's so many tears. But sometimes wacky things happen first day drop off. What happened to you? 1-800-330-9999.
Susie. Well, when I was little, my mother had a son, another child, right before it was time for me to go to kindergarten. So when she took me, I cried so much that they had to call her to pick me up.
It happens a lot. A lot of the kids cry and, like, they get to figure out what to do. I'm surprised they called her. Usually they just, like, put you in a corner until you stop crying.
No, this continued for weeks. I did this for weeks. They had to call her to pick me up.
Wow.
Finally, they were like, she doesn't need education.
Right. They were like, yeah, just send her home. Right. Right. Some people aren't meant for school, I guess.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
See whether or not she can join the Navy or something.
Yeah. Michelle, what happened when at school drop-off first time?
Well, oddly enough, I actually just dropped him off yesterday. It's his first day of college, so it's surreal that this is your question today. When he first went to kindergarten on his first day, on his way home, I went to pick him up, and he wasn't in the school. The teacher put him on a bus, and he was not a bus rider.
Oh, my
gosh. They didn't know what bus he put him on or where he was.
That's terrifying.
I can remember this being a thing when I was in grade school. Kids would get put on the bus all the time when they weren't supposed to. Parents would flag down the bus as it was driving down the road and pull them over. Yes,
yes,
like some stunt movie.
He even had a big sign. He even had a big sign on that said walker.
Oh, my gosh.
They had to wear a necklace the first day. Either they had a bus or they had somebody walking. And the school had said, don't worry, we have a great bus policy. I said, what if he just gets off at a random bus stop?
I mean, I'll tell you right
now,
though,
Mom. Nobody's going to know where they left my kid.
Even first day of college, I'm still mad at you for hanging a sign around my neck that said walker. I mean, what's up with that?
Dropping your child off to school for the first time, what happened? Naomi?
Yeah, well, we actually full-on missed the first day.
How did that happen?
Well, I had it in my phone, but I don't know if I, like, didn't press save or I had it on the wrong day. And I get the call from the school, like, about, like, your child is not in attendance. And I'm looking, I'm like, oh, my gosh, we totally just blew past dropping him off at school. Had to rush everything to get him there. Totally showed up late. My mom fail.
First day of all times, huh? When they're going back 10, 15 years after and everybody's looking at the recaps of those photos that everybody made such a big deal of, yours is going to be missing. And he's going to have to say, what happened, Mom? Did you not love me? Oh, we loved you. We just got the photo the second day. Sorry, kid.
No, it's a funny story now. You just move on with it. It's a funny story that you tell for the rest of your life.
Tell yourself that if he doesn't get into Harvard.
Abby, what happened when you first dropped off your child at school?
So it was a classic thing. My daughter grabbed onto my leg and she wouldn't let go. And the teacher was trying to pull her off. And my daughter was crying. I was crying. Everyone was crying. And then the teacher finally got her off. And I went back to my car and I cried for half an hour.
You probably cried longer than your child did.
Oh, definitely.
Usually once they get inside, like within 15, 20 minutes, they're good. Did they do the courtesy call like to let you know everything was fine afterwards?
No, they didn't.
Oh, sad.
All day, just left to wonder. Terrible.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.